Hello, 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 and welcome to Glorious Living. This is an exciting day in Studio C. Welcome, Chrissy.
Oh, love being here. Always a great, glorious day in the presence of the Lord in Studio C with Miss Kathy. Always so good.
Oh, thank you. You know, we have fun serving the Lord.
We do.
And meeting all the people that God brings into the studio.
Yes.
In fact, so many of them have been so good, we bring them back.
We do. We bring them back. And each time's a blessing, more and more. And watching, you watching. We have regulars that come on and tune in. It's just so great to hear your testimonies and your comments about how you're living your glorious life. We love to read them.
Yeah, and I know lots of them are regulars. So
always.
We love our regulars. And also some new ones. So make sure you share this with someone, because there's other people that need to realize that God really came to give. Jesus came so that we could have a glorious life.
Yes.
And that's my scripture I love in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says, I came that you might have and enjoy life to the full till it overflows.
And it's overflowing in here and out into the airwaves wherever you're watching.
Amen.
You know, we have two great testimonies. I want to share one today. It's actually translated from Spanish.
Okay.
And it's in the magazine. It says, God bless this strong and brave woman and her husband. The ministry is a great blessing to my life since I learned and am learning what God teaches us through the Word. What He really teaches us is faith and true faith. Thank God for these ministers who guide us to believe in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is just great.
I love that.
Translated from Spanish.
From Spanish. God's doing something in the Spanish community.
Yes, He is.
You know, people are hungry for the Word and hungry for the Lord all over the world.
Yes.
And what an honor it is to reach people and change lives through this program and all the different things that we do. And that happens because of our wonderful partners.
Oh, yes.
So partners, if you're watching today, thank you so much. Hey, and if you're not a partner, you can become one. It's so easy. All the information's on the screen. You can go to JDM.com. org. I think there's PayPal, text to give, or you can select giving on that JDM app.
The app's wonderful.
Yeah, that
free
is. Because you can do it while you're watching. You don't have to stop some of these other things. You got to get out and you miss the program.
That's
but
true.
But even while you're watching, you can do that, or you can mail in that donation. It's always a blessing.
We love our partners, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a great program, Ms.
Kathy.
I'm excited about it.
I am too, because we're going to welcome back Keisha Powell to Studio C, and this is Keisha's fifth time on Glorious Living. Today, she'll be discussing her new book, The Road to Now, and how the Lord will always redirect your path so that you can fulfill your God-given destiny. Welcome back, Keisha.
Welcome back. We love having you here.
Yeah, you're colorful as ever.
Yeah, your personality always matches your wardrobe, which is great.
Thank you. I'm being like my Father in heaven.
That's right. You are a great reflection of that. And to speak about your new book, I actually have it. This is my copy, okay? And it was signed by the beautiful Keisha. The Road to Now, it's a wonderful, powerful book. And I'm happy you're here to discuss
it
and why the Lord put it on your heart to actually, you know, it was time to write it down. And that's what you did. You obeyed, and now we have this beautiful book.
I just love the title.
Me too.
The Road to Now. It's such a beautiful concept. And I remember reading it too. I just read it. And I remember you gave it to me a few weeks ago. I have an inscription too.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Anyway, when you handed it to me, I remember we were at church. I think it was a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, girl, you got to come on the program. You got to share this because I love the concept.
Happen. Yeah.
I'm telling you, and I know that these people, you're going to be so blessed. Mm-hmm. If God brought you here to this program to hear about the road to now.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Love it.
Let us. You know, I know you said that it took 15 years to get this thing together.
It did.
Because that's your life journey.
It is. And I didn't put everything in there, but I listened to the Lord as to what was needed to go in there. I started it like about 15 years ago and just reliving some things. You know, people see you, but they really don't know what all you've been through. And to put it in a book, and I was like, oh gosh, I would start and then I would stop. I would start and I would just start crying because I'm reliving it, you know?
Of course.
So I was like, Lord, I need you to be with me. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me too. So it was almost like the Holy Spirit was interviewing me, like taking me back. It was a process, you know, and just, He said, tell the story, tell what happened, tell how it is. Because I went to a lot of different publishers and they're like, oh, you have to make it a fiction. You have to do this. You have to change this. You have to change this. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, if you change anything, it will lose my anointing.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
you cannot change anything. I was like, okay. So,
you know what I liked about it? Showed me that you're a survivor. I
mean, yes.
The enemy tried to take you out at a young age. But here you are.
Amen.
Glorifying God, showing you that no matter what the devil throws at you, if you, God has a plan. And I remember your mother was a prayer.
Yes.
And then you,
yes,
you know, you had a church life and all these things, but you really didn't have that personal relationship like we all know you have right now. And it's so special. But, you know, in also in the book, I love the way you wove the scriptures in and reinforced what was going on in your life with the Word of God. And it was so beautifully done.
Yeah, I believe what's in you gonna come out of you. And like the scriptures say, train up a child in the way they should grow. So my mother did that as best as she could. You know, she brought us to church. And, you know, you hear the scriptures. And when you're young, you're like, oh, you just want to hurry up and get out of church. But not realizing, listening to those scriptures are being planted into you.
Yes.
And that's what I realized when I wrote the book. I was like, oh, my goodness. As I saw things unfold, as I'm writing, I was like, oh, I can think of scriptures, you know, and they came to me as I was writing them that the word was being planted. It was being put in me for the time when it's needed. You know, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring the scripture back up to you. And when you're going through a certain point in your life, I call it spiritually germinating.
Yes, yes.
It starts taking root, and then there's change that come about. And I always encourage people to be mindful who you're around.
Yes.
Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of who you're hanging out with, because it does make a big difference, a big factor. Proverbs tells us bad company corrupts good character.
Wow.
But how do you know that? So you have to be mindful and watch people's, not saying judge them, but just be mindful of their attitudes, their personality, and who they are. And more is shown than said. That's how I see it. So that has been most of what has caused me to take the different paths, just not really knowing who I was.
Right.
And as we see in the world now, is a lot of that. If you don't know who you are,
that's right,
the devil will tell you who to be, and it will be in total opposite of what God has for you.
Wow.
Because he wants you to think God is not good, and that is so far from the truth. Mm-hmm. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much. Oh, my goodness. It's a love that has to be experienced. Mm-hmm. And once you experience that love, then that's when that new identity comes in, because you're experiencing the Almighty in such a way that it permeates every part of your being. And that's what happened with me with writing the book. True story is amazing. Glorious is always great. I don't know if that's proper. Glorious is.
That's okay.
When you, hey, look, you say it, it's right.
So it was 2 years ago, and a beautiful young lady, her name is Jennifer Meardren. I believe she's a pastor.
Oh,
she
yes.
loves you and Brother Jesse. So she came to the Glorious, and I was kind of hiding, because that was when my mom, we were just talking about that, my mom had went to be with the Lord. So I wore a hat so nobody would recognize me, but you can't hide from God, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting in the back, and the young lady who I just mentioned came up. She said, oh, I like your hat. I said, oh, thank you. She said, you're writing a book. God said you have 30 days to finish it. I was like, huh? And I knew it was from the Lord, because he knew I was writing, and he knew I was struggling with completing the book. And when she said that, it was like a release. And it was like, whoa, this is serious. Mm-hmm. I have to listen to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to listen to the Lord.
Always, yeah.
And that was the Glorious, I think your mother had passed that week. And you were a guest as one of the Girl Talk panel on the program.
Was.
And you always shared such powerful truths.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited about this book. You know, I learned something about you I didn't know. And chapter one touched my heart so much, because I know it's a serious problem in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, it's something people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to talk about today?
We can. If I get a little teary-eyed, it's not from
sadness.
I got Kleenex right here.
But it's
yeah.
from what the Lord has done.
Of course.
So they're just tears of joy and freedom. So in Hebrew, I am free is ivuchi, and it means free in so many ways in every area, just being free to be who God has called you to be. So I always say you never forget a moment that's so traumatic like that. It's kind of like it gets imprinted, right? But when God removes it, it's not the same way, if that makes sense. When you reflect on it, it doesn't affect you like it did before God came in and do the work. And oh my gosh, it's just, you have this belief, you know, you're a young child. I'm a young child.
You were 5 years old.
5 years old.
The story in chapter one. The abuse road, I think
yes,
you called it.
Yes, the abuse road. But what I do is I take you in the mind of someone who gets sexually abused for the first time, and all the thoughts, all of the things that's going through your head, even the atmosphere, it was different. As I thought back and sat with the Holy Spirit as we went through that, I was like, oh my goodness, this was not good. And to be threatened, something bad is already happening, then you're gonna threaten me too, and then it just takes on a spiral of emotions that yes. is so indescribable.
Well, they threatened you so you wouldn't say anything mm-hmm. and that no one would believe you.
Yes.
But you were raped at 5 years old.
Yes, I was.
Wow. In your home.
Yes.
By someone that was trusted by the family.
Absolutely.
And you know, what I liked about how you brought up in the book, how it's important to speak up and it's important to listen
yes.
to
oh,
your
yes.
children
yes.
and those kinds of things. So
yes.
you brought answers, and I love the way you brought in statistics too.
Yes.
People would say, oh, that really doesn't happen. But that's a very
it
common thing.
More than we know.
Because the devil's a real devil. He doesn't
yes.
do anything new. He's just trying to tear apart
yeah.
families, destroy God's creation.
Yes. And you know, when you did, I love that you brought that up, Miss Kathy, that before you even went into what happened to you, you laid the foundation of the statistics.
Yes.
So that people like myself, I'm a new mother, you know, and I'm raising a daughter
mm-hmm.
and I'm a working mom, and we have a lot of friends, we have a lot of family, we love to do things together, and it just instilled in us be still and watch kind of thing inside of me, to where, like you said, this doesn't happen to everybody. No, be still, be vigilant. Don't live in fear, but just
yes.
be observant of your surroundings.
Yes.
And that's a common theme throughout the whole book, not just in that situation with that specific trauma. Even when you said, be careful who you're letting in your circle, because the devil's lurking, trying
yes.
to come in to destroy.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for that, because I know so many reading it will be impacted. Mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, whoever, if they're entrusting with a small child, to really just make certain they're protected.
Amen.
That was it.
That was my whole point, to bring awareness, because so many
yeah.
people, they tuck it under the rug,
mm-hmm.
and then the child feels like no one cares. Nobody, you know, I'm not protected. Then to be forced to be around the person, that's, oh my gosh, that in itself is even more abuse, to be around the person like mm-hmm. I was. To constantly be around them thinking, acting like nothing ever happened, when you know something did, but then you're so scared on the inside, scared to say anything. Ooh. Who's gonna believe me? But you know, even in all of that, God is there. You
yeah.
know, there's a hope, and I have an acronym for hope.
Of course you do. She always has an acronym.
When he gives it to me, it just takes on so much more meaning. His omniscient presence every day, H-O-P-E. Because when I think about that gives me all the more hope and more confidence of knowing he hears me, he sees me, because we have relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I want to say, every day I think of something that I'm grateful and thankful for. I'm thankful that the road led me here to you mm-hmm. and you and everyone here. I love Covenant Church. And I just think of him. And when I think of him, and I know his presence is everywhere. Now that we know each other, you know, I've gotten born again. It just took on a whole new meaning of enjoying him.
That's right.
Enjoying him more was when I enjoyed the presence of the Lord more. That changes everything for me. It even changes my surrounding, because it's more than a friendship. You know, most of the time I'd be like, well, just father me today.
Yeah.
I just need you to father me. Sometimes I can't pray. We have those moments, you know, and I'll just go in my room. I say, I just need you to father me. I can't say anything right now.
Wow.
And something happens. I just feel this overwhelming presence. And it's just, and it feels like, okay, you're good. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You're taken care of.
Yes. He just, oh my God. And he so wants to do that.
Mm.
He wants to do that because we're all his children. He don't have grandchildren.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one. That's the truth. We're all his children.
We're all his
have
children. So, And we all matter. And it's amazing because a young lady, I always tell this story because it hits my heart so hard. A young lady was asking me, she said, "What candy fragrance do you like the best?" I was like, "All of them." She's like, "No, I know you like all of them." She said, "Which one you really like? What's the number one?" And I couldn't tell her because I like all of them. Mm-hmm. I say, "I like them all. They're all different because they all have different fragrances. They're all unique because I created them all, so they're all my favorite." Mm-hmm. And then as I sat, I can just feel the warm presence of the Lord saying, "Now you see how I feel about all of you. Mm-hmm. You're all different. You all have a uniqueness, and you're all my favorite because I created all of you, so you're all my favorite." I was like, "Oh my." And that was just like another little kiss from him, because we're all different, but we're all his favorite. Only God can do that.
That's beautiful.
We're all his favorite, no matter what.
And unique in his creation.
Amen.
You know?
Yes.
And that one part of the book when you were speaking about growing up after that specific trauma was your identity.
Yes.
But then the road led you to find your identity in God. And
yes.
I know that there's so many young people out there, and that's a big topic, is
yes.
identity. How important is it that they get rooted and know now, like, that you're a child of God, so that they don't go and stray into those different paths, those different roads?
And it's important to know that, because with so much going on today, you have to be sound, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is sound teaching.
Yes.
And I encourage a lot of people, young people, get into the Word. I said, as you begin to read it, ask God for understanding. And as you read it, I said, I recommend different translations. For me, when you were reading The Passion, I was like, I got to get that passion.
Passion.
So Pastor Kathy was reading from that, and it just spoke to me. So I got a Passion translation. Oh, my. It is great. Mm-hmm. And it kind of talks with the language now, so it helps the younger people to understand it. So I recommend that. And I say, as you read, put yourself there, because that's what I did. I started putting myself in those scriptures and reading out loud with my name in it. It takes on a totally different meaning to read your name in those scriptures. And then it opens up your eyes to who you are becoming. You know, as you read the scriptures, and when he say you're fearfully and wonderfully made, take a minute and pause in that and
right.
think about that and think about how he sees you. You're fearfully, you're wonderfully made. You're the only you there is. There is not another you. So how amazing is that? And when you link your thoughts and put them together with the Word of God, then nothing that the enemy would come at you would be able to thwart your identity, because you know who you are
yes.
and whose you are from in this book.
Yes.
This book is that matters when he says who you are. And there's so many scriptures, oh my gosh, that lets you know who you are and how he feels about you, how much he loves you. Knowing that you're loved, that yeah. mainly that's the thing. People
yeah.
are love starved.
Yes,
to understand true, pure love, mm-hmm. not a tainted love,
yeah.
but a pure, true love that only comes from the Father, the
yes.
only love that he
Amen.
Can give you. He tells us that in Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 3, he tells us that we would experience, not know about it, but to experience Ooh. It. And you do that when you get in the scriptures, you know, you read his word and you meditate on it and you just think about him.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, great advice. That's wonderful.
I love it. And so all these different roads that you've gone through, your life has been a beautiful journey. But it didn't start out well, but look, honey, it's ending well.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you what. And you're not through with your journey.
Amen.
You know that.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know if you have a chapter in there called The Entrepreneur Journey. Because I don't think you do.
That's the next one, right?
Well, that might be the next one. Because, I mean, businesses, you and your husband both have businesses, and you're talking about your Scandi. And I didn't realize that your Scandi lotion products or skincare products began to repair scarring that you had from surgeries.
Yeah.
Because you've been on here before, and we told that. If you haven't listened to those, maybe we can give links to her past ones.
Yes, we can.
About your husband called you back to life.
Yes.
Because you had cancer, liver cancer, right?
Kidney cancer,
and totally healed and recovered, and look at you.
Amen.
And so,
Hallelujah.
But the scarring, that product was born out of that to repair that. And then you started sharing it and it became a business.
Yes.
So multiple streams of income can come to you now. And I know you have the coffee shop mm-hmm. business. You make soup. You bring me soup. She's got soup.
Yeah, it's going to be a friend, Akesha. It really is.
It's like all these roads, the road to soup, the good soup.
The road to the lemonade, and the strawberry lemonade.
The lemonade, and she gives me sugar-free, right? Because she knows we won't drink it. No, it's regular. Is it?
It's half sweet.
Half. It's healthy. Yeah, my husband
just cutting it back a little. It matters, those little things.
But God placed you right there in the courthouse area with this company called Just This Brew. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
so
you
cute.
Put the soups in there, the drinks are in there. Hopefully you'll put your book in there when it comes out and people will want to read about
Absolutely.
That. And I know it'll impact people
Thank
all over
you
the
so much.
Everybody that you come into contact with. But each one of these people are on their own journey.
That's
they're on
right.
their own road going to wherever they think they're going, and they don't live in the now. But you know, this road to now is important too.
Yes.
Each day we have to live in the moment
Amen.
And trust God to guide our steps, direct our paths, help us to be His hands and His feet extended
yes.
in the world. This mm-hmm. is why we have Glorious Living, because
yes.
we know that people are on different journeys in their life. And I believe that people have tuned in today because maybe they know someone, or maybe they themselves have gone through this abuse, maybe from a young age, it's different ages.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've been in just services where we'll have people, Jesse will call some people up for, he has a word of knowledge, and says, sometimes I remember him saying, you were raped in your life,
mm-hmm.
You know, at a young age or whatever. Come on up here. We were in Texas at a meeting. I think it was Big Spring, Texas. It was just relatively a small town. But when he gave that word of knowledge, they had like 17 people
yeah.
that came forward, all different ages. You can tell this because he had said when you were young, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
This was a person like in their 60s. It still was haunting them.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
never got through it. But you are testimony today that you can come through that.
Amen.
You can get off of that road. You're
yes.
not an abused person. You're a child of the King.
Yeah,
you're
amen.
A daughter of the
amen.
King.
Amen.
And although that's been in your past, it doesn't define your future.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And so
amen.
The road to now is, I think it's, to me, it's a recognition of where God has brought you to, but where you are today, but also where you're going to go.
Amen.
Right?
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I love it.
Absolutely.
And I know it's ministering to so many people right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
But, and so I think we're at this moment before we transition and close, I know we're getting toward the end, but let's pray. In fact, I want you to pray for those, if you don't mind, you can look
absolutely.
At and just tell, just pray as the Lord leads you for those that may have had been on a similar road that you were on.
Because
oh, you're one that can encourage them to let
Amen.
Them know that.
Oh, so
or maybe they have a child
me.
That was has been on that road and they're at a loss.
Yeah.
And how do I help them recover? Maybe they're under condemnation because they feel like they let it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to
Amen.
Lead and guide. Just,
Amen.
Let's just pray.
Oh, Father,
thank you,
we thank you for your great love for us. And
yes.
we thank you that you know the end from the beginning. And even though we may take different roles, Father, but you're there to lead and guide us. So, Father, I thank you for Oruha. That
yeah.
means restoration to
yes.
something better than the former.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for removing all feelings of guilt and shame, Father.
Yes.
I thank you that there is no blame, Father. We
yes.
put the blame where it goes, to the enemy. And so I thank you that we have authority. And I thank you for revealing who you are to each and every person at the sound of my voice that has been through abuse. Father, I thank you for wrapping your presence around them and letting them know that they are okay because of your love for them. And I thank you for revealing a wonderful future for them, Lord. I thank you for a future that is so amazing, that is something only you can do, because you will get the glory and you show your kids off. So, Father, I thank you for showing the world who they are, how they are accepted, how they are loved, and how they are needed in this earth, Father. Thank you so much for your loving kindness and your faithfulness, Father. We are not what we've been through, Father. I thank you that we are victorious and we are able to go forth like you have destined us to because of our identity in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 That was powerful.
Oh, amen.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Such a blessing. You know, there's so many people that don't realize that they have hope in the gospel.
Yes.
Jesus came with that message. I quoted it earlier, but I only quoted the last half. But he says, the thief comes to steal, mm-hmm. to kill, and to destroy. And he's the one who came to destroy your life. But Jesus had a better message. He flipped it around.
Amen.
The second part of verse 10 Hallelujah. Says, but I came that you might have and enjoy life wow. to the full
yes.
till it overflows.
Amen.
That's glorious living.
That is glorious living. And you do that all the time, Kesha. I remember when I first met you, just seeing this vibrant light and the passion in everything you do. I was like, I got to be friends with that girl. I just knew it. But the great thing, and we started the program speaking about it, is you wouldn't, by looking at you now, you would never think that you've been through all those different paths of trauma that the Lord rerouted you into this destiny that you're in now. But as you were praying, I just felt that there may be some people holding on to those stories, and the Lord may be asking them to write a book or
yes.
release, or maybe just minister to somebody one-on-one. It might not be in a book, but that they're tugging on that heart. But look at how you're impacting people now. So what would you say to those people to encourage them to obey that voice of God, that they can make it through reliving those things, and that people will be changed? What do you say to them?
So for me, I would say do it, because as you do it, it brings healing. Mm-hmm. It brings a closure.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I finished the very last word, I felt a release. I really did. Mm-hmm. I felt a release, and I knew it was the Lord saying, now you're done. Now we can go
yes.
forth and help
yeah.
others. So
that's
and
so
that's
good.
My whole gist of it, the journey. Tell your story. Tell, you know what happened to you. Tell your story, and don't let anyone silence you.
Beautiful.
Or be that safe person. Not many of us have safe people, but be that safe ear, that loving heart. Because initially, that's what a person needs, because they're too afraid to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if they know, oh, Miss Kathy, she's so sweet, I think I can approach her, and be approachable,
yes.
that they can share that with. Because that's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard, because you're putting all the blame on yourself when it's not you. But
right.
hey, you know, but to be able to go and share it with someone and have that person love on them, that's
yeah.
the beginning of healing.
I remember that in the book you talked about your sister, your older sister
mm-hmm.
was that ear for you. She recognized it. Sometimes we need people around us that will recognize
yeah.
what's going on, that something's wrong, something's not right, and so they can mm-hmm. come to you, can
yeah.
go to someone, you can
yeah.
go to that family member, that friend, that if you have that urgency on your heart knowing something's not right,
mm-hmm.
be bold and be sensitive
yes.
and trust the Holy Spirit to guide your steps, because you can be the healing agent. You can
Amen.
Be the voice
yeah.
into that person's life, like your sister was. And you know what? We have so many things more to share.
We do.
You're going to have to come back. Can you come back next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about this book next week. It's so big, and we're going to deal with other things, not just abuse, talk about your marriage, how that all happened with your children and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have much more to share.
I love it.
So
it's always fun.
Absolutely.
It's always fun on Glorious Living,
yes.
and I hope that you'll join us next week, because Kesha will be right back here with us, and we're going to share some more things about her different roads to now that she's experienced, that I believe is going to help you and encourage you in your life. So thanks for watching today. Thanks for being with us here in the Studio C in our living room, because you're just part of this, because we love you and we know that God has a great plan for your life. He wants you to live gloriously. Hope you watch next week right here in Studio C. I'll be looking for you. Bye-bye.